It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM,
1400 AM,
WGIL.
It's 5:41 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. My guest and I are just having an interesting discussion off the air, but you don't need to know about that. What you do need to know is my guest is here to talk about an annual community cookout that's become kind of a big deal in the number of years that it's been happening. The NAACP Galesburg chapter is having its annual community cookout this Saturday, and it's, as always, more than just a cookout. Dwight White is here, the vice president of the NAACP Galesburg chapter. You still are vice president, right?
Yes, I'm still vice president.
I haven't elevated you up to a position you don't want, right?
No. I'm doing good where I'm at.
I hear that. Thanks for coming in, though, tonight.
Well, I just want to thank you guys for having us today, Will.
We're very glad to always have you to talk about this stuff, for sure. This has been going on quite a few years now, right?
Yeah, this is my sixth year doing it.
Talk a little bit, and I think I know this a little bit, but for those who don't know, talk a little bit about the history of the cookout. You have it in Kiwanis Park, which, if I remember right, at the time you might have had the first one, it was kind of an area that maybe I might describe had some bad publicity, maybe, if I can describe it right.
Well, the east end of town has always been sort of the not economically advantaged, I should say.
Sure.
So, but when they put Kiwanis Park out there, it's becoming better, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good part of the city, but, you know, it was available. It's a nice open area, so we chose to use it.
And I think, as you say, as much as that, you know, some of that to some people has a negative connotation about, you know, economically disadvantaged and whatnot, that's really almost the perfect place for you to have this in order to reach some of the people you want to reach, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's got a nice little water park out there, and I think it's the only skateboard park we have.
I think you're right, yeah.
And so, you know, and then we used to play, back in the day when I was younger and I could run around a base a few times or two, we used to play a lot of softball out there, too.
Yeah. I say, we were just talking about going up and down hills off the air. So I think what you're telling me is maybe your days of playing softball are over, too.
Yes. They went by way of hills.
Yeah. Well, my days never really started, so that's another discussion for another day. But let's talk about the cookout part of this first. You guys really do that part up every year.
Yeah, we really enjoy it. I got a little kind of plug I was looking at this year.
Yeah.
I want to call it the function at the junction.
I love that.
And everybody's going to be there.
Yeah.
And so I want everybody to show up. Come on out. Have a good time with us.
And again, well, this is, again, one at Kiwanis Park, and two, it's near an area that maybe some members of that part of the community will show up. You really want everybody to show up.
Oh, yeah. It's exactly what it says. It says community cookout.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't care what part of town you live on, where you're at, what your economic status is. Come out. Have a good time. We're having hot dogs and hamburgers, chips, baked beans. Fire department's going to be there. Bridgeway, YMCA, Discovery Depot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just going to be a ton of people out there. We're going to have a great time. We've got a DJ. He's playing music out there. We're doing haircuts. So, you know, just come out and have a good time. Mayor come out. City attorney come out. Principals come out. So, you know, we just it's about trying to get the community to realize that we are a community.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of ask you a little bit about that, too. We talked with Chris King and Brittany Grimes a couple of months ago about some other things, and I know they're involved in the chapter as much as you are. Where do you think the city's at in terms of race relations? My sense is that maybe things maybe aren't as bad as some people might lead you to believe they are. But in other words, that it sounds like that maybe while there's always room for improvement, that they're really not all bad.
Well, Galesburg is, I've been other places and I lived other places. Mm-hmm. Galesburg is home for me.
Me too, yeah.
I'm going to turn the lights out. I think there's no greater place in the United States than Galesburg, Illinois. I've got all my friends here. I've lived here, like I said, most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a good community. And you know, Galesburg is known because of Knox College.
Yeah.
And the founding fathers, they led abolitionists.
Right.
This is the hub of abolition in the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. Galesburg, Illinois is the hub. So we've got a great history of people just being able to understand that we're all the same. We're all community.
Yeah, I get the impression that sometimes some people maybe forget about how important that part of the city's history really is.
Well, that's my job, to try and make sure that nobody ever forgets. I believe in that we can all be part of this community. We work hard. We do great things for our community. And it doesn't make any difference what your hue is, your economic status. We're going to make sure that you know Galesburg, you love Galesburg, and that you want to be here.
As much as I said that I gather that the community cookout itself has grown over the years, I get the impression, too, that the as a whole, the NAACP Galesburg chapter has grown since it since it was reformed, has it not?
Oh, yeah. It's done great things. We're moving and shaking and we're growing. You know, like you said, the Lions Club is helping us out with this.
Great.
The support group for African Americans, they're involved in this. So, you know, we're going to cross all boundaries, all borders, all of that. We're trying to bring a great community function together.
That's fantastic.
It's about the community, and that's what we're going to try. That's what our goal is.
You mentioned a number of the things that'll be going on during the cookout on Saturday, and if you mentioned this one, forgive me, but you give out school supplies during this too, right?
That's the biggest thing we're going to do. We've got backpacks, and more backpacks. And doesn't cost you a dime. Bring your kids out. We're going to start with kindergarten through sixth grade, and we're just going to see how many kids that we can give backpacks to.
How do you you get all this together between the food, the haircuts, the school supplies? I imagine it's just going to a lot of people, and a lot of people just can't say no, can they?
It's called community.
Yeah.
And the community has donated money. They've donated supplies. And this is put on by the community. We just talk to people in our community and say, here's what we need. Here's what we're trying to do. Here's what we want to do. And that's the community comes together. I mean, all walks, people from Knox College, people from the high school, people from the projects, people from all over our city come together and help put this together. We have businesses that donate stuff to us for this. And like I said, it's about our community. We're working hard to make sure that our community is represented as a whole, mm-hmm. not as an individual, not as one side or east side or west side or north side or south side. We're trying to make sure that we represent our community as Galesburg, G-A-L-E-S-B-E-R-G, Silver mm-hmm. Streaks.
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk one more time about the when and the where and once again everything that will be happening Saturday.
Saturday, August the 10th at Kiwanis Park, 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Be there or be square. Like I said, it's going to be a function at the Junction.
I hear you're the grill master.
Oh, yeah. Well, I consider myself, we've got a few other grill masters, but, you know, I actually happen to be the head grill master, so.
That's an important title as far as I'm concerned. All right, and again, that's all at Kiwanis Park on Saturday. Again, 10 to 2.
Food, backpacks, school supplies, all the fun and all the music you can handle. In one day.
Very good. I would be remiss if I didn't mention, I know that's just one of a number of things coming up activity-wise for the NAACP Galesburg chapter. You have the Freedom Gala coming up too, right?
Yes, sir, the Freedom Gala. I'm going to leave that to Brittany and Chris to talk to you about.
For sure.
Because they have all that information.
Okay.
And I would not want them to think I was stepping on their toes.
No, no, I would not. I would never, ever let that happen. Suffice it to say, you can find out about the Freedom Gala and about this cookout also on our community events page at WGIL.com. But let me give you a chance to give a shameless plug for your church, since, of course, we all know you're a pastor as well.
No, I'm actually just a
layman.
You're done? No, I have never been a pastor.
I've heard.
Well,
wrong with me?
It must be my waistline or something.
In that case, I should probably be one too. Then, if we're going to go by that,
I will give a plug to my church, Full Gospel.
Do it.
Pastor John Sibley was our pastor.
That's why I got confused. I knew it.
But and we're still waiting on the Lord since the new pastor. But we keep doing what God asked us to do. We are still trying to do everything that Pastor Sibley had us doing when he was here, and we're going to continue to do that. And if you don't have a church on a Sunday, come out and visit us.
I guess
719 East Knox Street. Church starts at 10 o'clock sharp. Mm-hmm. Come on out. Enjoy the service.
I guess what I meant to say was that I know you're heavily involved in the church.
Yes, sir, but, that I am.
You know, I get that pastor word thrown around, I might get in trouble. But
oh, that's all right. We all are really supposed to minister.
There you go.
I don't care where we go, what we're doing, we're supposed to minister the word to everyone.
Well, and one of the great ways you're doing that is through the community cookout on Saturday.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you.
Dwight White, Vice President of the NAACP Galesburg Chapter. Again, go to WGIL.com to find out more on the community cookout Saturday. But thanks for coming in, and thanks for you and what the chapter and what a whole lot of other people are doing for our community. It's greatly appreciated by many.
Thanks for you guys having us.